It's not football season, but we've got some big stuff happening in the NFL. Joe Flacco, quarterback, staying in Baltimore with the Ravens. Tonight, the Super Bowl MVP agrees to a new contract, we're learning. Two people with the knowledge of the deal have been speaking with the Associated Press. The terms still not fully clear, but Flacco expected to get a long-term contract close to the $120 million mark. WTOP sports reporters Steve Dresner and Alex Cadona join us live. We're glass and closed tonight. Is this worth it? Twitter gives us an immediate picture now, Steve, of what people think about this. What's the reaction?
Well, mixed reaction, Dimitri. On Twitter, you can go from some of the insiders to a few of the players. Alex and I have viewed their tweets and mixed reaction. Number one, we're finding out via Twitter, Ian Rappaport from NFL Network tweeted that Joe Flacco actually found out that the deal was completed over he was watching TV, and he actually saw the television report. That's how Joe Flacco found out.
He found out the way we found out.
Exactly. But mixed results right now, and it's a huge figure. You know, Drew Brees had been the highest paid, and he surpasses Drew Brees. Drew Brees had a five-year, $100 million deal.
Alex, is it worth it? Is he worth it?
That's an interesting question, Dimitri. The team obviously thinks he's worth it because they're shelling out the money. But I sort of look at it this way. If you're going to spend that much money on one player, right, a football team is more than just one guy. You need a running back. You need an offensive line. You need wide receivers. And that's just a small portion of the offensive side of the football. You need a whole team of guys in order to win the Super Bowl. If you're putting this much money into one player, how much do you have to go get the other quality pieces that you need to go win championships?
You know, people would say the guy just won a Super Bowl, and it's time to stop putting him in this subcategory, like not quite as elite as the others. What do you think?
Well, you ask a lot of people, is he in the top 10 as far as elite quarterbacks right now? And in one of the tweets Alex and I saw, 90% of the people would say no, Dimitri. But you know what? It does start at the quarterback. And at this time, good quarterbacks in the league, top 15, top 10, are a dime a dozen. So what does that translate into? A winning quarterback is going to command the big dollars.
One starts to think about how much RG3 should make. But RG3 does not have the Lombardi Trophy.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing, obviously. Obviously, you've got the rookie contracts and things like that that RG3 has to go through. But if you look at a quarterback like a Joe Flacco, like an Aaron Rodgers, like a Drew Brees, these quarterbacks that keep getting these huge contracts in the $20 million per season range, you know, it's almost like the ceiling or the floor to be raised for all these other quarterbacks.
Let me just make one quick point. Also, some people may say and maybe compare this against the Redskins about winning. Let's just say this: a quarterback is only as good as the players he is surrounded by, and that's part of the success for Ravens owner Steve Bisciotti. He has put together an outstanding chemistry and a great bunch of players that complements Joe Flacco. That does help, Dimitri.
Well, will the Ravens be back in the Super Bowl? I'm asking a question that has no right or wrong answer, but that would be the whole deal. You pay them that big money, they'd better get back to the big game.
I'm going to say that they're going to go back to the playoffs. Whether they make it to the Super Bowl again, that's another story. Once you get to the playoffs, it's a whole different game. One play can change, can eliminate you. One play can lead you into the next round. So it's one of those things where I expect them to be back in the postseason, and then after that, we'll see what they have.
Steve, final word?
I agree with Alex, because talking about and or making guarantees about the Super Bowl these days, really no one does it. Ask any player or coach. The goal is get yourself into the postseason. I think the Ravens will be there for a few more years to come.
Steve Dresner and Alex Cadona live with us tonight as we learn that Joe Flacco, the Ravens quarterback, stays with the team and is close to signing a deal that will pay him $120 million over a series of years. Long-term deal, Flacco stays in Baltimore.